We're going to look at the questions on Slido now. Two that I can maybe answer before we get kicked off. Can we have a copy of the slides? Yes. We'll circulate all the slides round and again do pinch and get in touch with people. The second one about the key priorities for the Innovation Agency. So respiratory, we've done some work in COPD. We're going to develop a respiratory programme going into the next year. It will be based on local need. We do have national HSM programmes, but respiratory at the moment we don't think will be one of them. But we will have a programme based on local need. And 50% of our programmes are based on local work, 50% are based on national, so we will be developing that programme. And Julia, do you want me to hand over to you just to give another bit to that?
Too many microphones. Yeah, so we do. We're fairly clear on what the national drivers are. They've been well articulated in the national plans. We also have a northern plan, which has got a few extra drivers because there are specific issues in the northern regions that may be not present in some of the other regions. And we will be talking to all of you about. Other things which you think are important for your local communities. So we're going to be addressing it on a number of fronts. But the actual key objectives are fairly well agreed right across the country. I don't know if Benita or Jenny want to say anything about
I'm sure Benny will want to say something as well. But just from the position of a strategic clinical network point of view, so our position in this is that we can actually drill down local data, even down to each practice, and actually be able to highlight to them where they're perhaps an outlier with certain things, such as, a high number of patients being admitted, from bed days and that kind of thing. So, some of what we can do from the SCN point of view is actually provide additional data that allows people to look at what they need for their local population.
Okay, that's brilliant.
I think the priorities for Health Innovation Manchester align with the Greater Manchester Health and Social Care Partnership, Strategic Clinical Network, the long-term plan. So we have a lot of high-level strategies, but we, as Jenny has just said, we look at our local priorities and then prioritise on the basis of that.
Okay. So while you've got the mic, Binnett, one of the questions that's come up is if you could pick one early intervention to support quality of life for people with respiratory conditions, what would it be?
I mean, that is a massive question and I think really it's so multifaceted. I mean, I heard Michael Marmot talk, who's a professor who specialises in sort of health inequalities last week. And when you look at children born into poverty, cold housing, air quality, socioeconomic inequalities, all of that will feed into respiratory disease. So, it's a massive question. It's political, it's public health, it's everything. So if I had to pick one, tobacco addiction would clearly be the obvious choice. But I think air quality actually is something which is becoming more recognised as important and driving a lot of respiratory disease. Yeah.
And tobacco and air quality have both come up on Slido, actually. One is that smoking services are being reduced. Somebody's put a comment on, which hasn't just come up on the screen, two people have liked it, about what do we do about air quality, actually. So I think that, themes we need to be lobbying government on and Public Health England. Okay. Yeah, Jenny.
Can I just say, from the air quality point of view, that's also one of the kind of the strategic clinical networks, one of their themes to look at air quality overall as well.
Okay, thank you. Carol?
I just want to say, from a patient's point of view, for me, the most important intervention that you can get, and I would love to see it at diagnosis point, is attendance at a pulmonary rehabilitation course. I think there's a lot of negativity within patients about the name, but I think if people stress the fact that it would give you the tools to be able to breathe more efficiently and to start learning about your condition and how you control it and live more effectively rather than concentrating on the exercise aspect of it, that you might get more upkeep, more uptake. And I really can't stress how important it is as a first stepping stone on your journey with your COPD.
Okay, so thanks. So that's a call out to clinicians and people who are in contact with people with respiratory conditions in the room to think about how we talk about these interventions. So, Paul, one of the questions that's come up, I think, was for you. Oh, it's gone. There was a question there about how interoperable the system is. I think that was a question that came up on Slido during your presentation.
So the system has been used not just for, or the system has been used by the kind of National Innovation Service in Scotland to allow kind of innovation projects to be connected into a kind of central kind of data exchange layer. So there's projects underway for things like heart failure, cardiac rehabilitation, management of sleep apnea patients, orthopedics, and virtual outpatient appointments. So it's very interoperable, and it uses kind of your standard kind of data interoperability formats such as FHIR and SNOMED.
Okay, thank you. So just a few very specific things that have been coming up on Slido. Somebody's given us a shout out for the work that Mark and Bay are doing around respiratory. So I don't think we've covered that today, but somebody shouted out about that. So thank you very much. That's one we'll look at with interest. And there's a question for Binny that I saw on here. Benita, can you share the contact information for the different projects? So I think people are quite interested.
Yes, I can.
We can circulate that round.
Find me in the break.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you ever so much to our speakers. I think that's been a really interesting session and really very practical in supporting us to think about how we make an impact when we work with people with these conditions. And can we give our speakers another big hand, because it's been fantastic.